welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. Well, we're going to be talking today about the steps to defeat your enemy. Well, let's not pretend. There is an enemy out there to destroy us, okay? And I'm talking about this enemy. You may not think you have an enemy, but guess what? You have an enemy, but you are a champion. You were born a champion, and you have to win. You have to win. So just because you don't realize that you have an enemy, now it doesn't mean you don't have one. And let me tell you what the things that the enemy will try to do in our lives. Well, number one, the enemy will try to destroy our dreams. The enemy will try to destroy our health. The enemy will try to steal and or destroy our finances, our emotions, and even the enemy will go all the way to taking our lives, taking many lives. So that's why we want to do the show today. We want to give you some positive steps on what you can do to defeat your enemy. So get that pen, paper out, or that pencil, or whatever you need to do, and let's discover this. Let's talk about what you can do. What do you need to do? What do you need to be on the lookout for so you can get rid of your enemy so that you can fight back? And I know maybe you didn't realize there was a war going on, but there is a war. There is an enemy that wants to defeat your life. I've dealt with this enemy. As a matter of fact, some of you remember my book, my first book, God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. And you can pick up that book if you so desire. You can pick it up by going to my website. That's LalisaJWilliams.com. That book, I explain in that book some ways to defeat the enemy of your life. But you have to make up your mind, and you have to decide that you want to win. And you have to have strategies to defeat the enemy out of your life. Well, your enemy, I hate to tell you this, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your enemy is not going to just quietly pack up his bags and go away on his own. Well, this can't happen because according to John 10:10, Jesus said it like this. The enemy has come. He has a purpose. You know, we've been talking about purpose for the past 2 months or so. And here it is. The enemy has a purpose. And just like we won't ditch our purpose, the enemy won't ditch his. And it says that the enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I love then Jesus also gives the solution, how to overcome the enemy, or what is the result when you overcome the enemy. He says, but I have come that you would have life and have it more abundantly. There it is right there for so many people who are afraid to think big. Jesus has given you permission. He has given you authority and the ability to think big. He says, I have come that you would have life, he doesn't want you to die. He doesn't want you to be empty. He doesn't want you to be in lack. He said, I have come that you might have life and that you would even have it more abundantly. So wherever you are, Jesus has already placed you in a position to be more abundant. And again, anytime you want, you know how we always talk about going back to the beginning? Well, guess what? If you ever go back to the beginning and back to the basics, well, let's go all the way back to Genesis. Let's just go back to the beginning where we were given as a free gift. You didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to do anything to get this. But we were given and also charged with taking dominion over everything on the earth. And so with that being said, all we have to do is line up, get in line with what God is doing. And believe me, you can have whatever you say. And I learned some keys about lining up, you know, from everyday things. Everything that's in the spiritual world, that's in the spirit realm, there is a counterpart. There is a direct correlation in the natural world, in the everyday things that we do. So while I was busy being in the military and learning how to line up, they used to wake us up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 1,000 or so of us, and take us outdoors and make us line up. And we had to march for hours in formation. And you know, I used to, of course, at the time, I didn't want to do that. But here it is. In the natural, we were learning how to line up and be in formation. Well, the same thing in the spirit realm. When we are in line with God, we're in formation, now we're just going with the flow. The energy is there. The power is there. You know, sometimes people look at, you know, how does he do that? How does she do that? Well, they're in line. You may can't see it because it's in the spirit realm. You can't see it with your natural eye. But we're lined up and we're moving forward. So this enemy can come in several forms. And I'm going to talk about those. I'm going to talk about 4 or 5 major forms that this enemy is entering into people's lives and doing exactly what Jesus said that it has come to do. He enters the lives of people and he has stolen, he has destroyed, and he has even killed. He wants to destroy our finances. He wants to destroy our health. That is the enemy. Welcome to the show. You know, some people, believe it or not, there are people who say, I don't have an enemy. You know, Can you believe it? I mean, really, this is, I mean, this really scares me, y'all. I have to talk about this for a second. And don't worry, Hope, I'm going to come back to my point. I'm going to divert here for a moment just to, I got to make this claim that there are really people who don't believe, they believe everybody's their friend. They believe that everybody likes them and that when things happen to them, they are really thrown because they didn't realize they had an enemy. Well, you have an enemy, according to John 10:10. You don't have to do anything to get an enemy. Some people think that as long as they treat everybody well and as long as they get along with everyone and as long as they are nice to everybody, they just assume that then everybody likes them and that they have no enemy. Well, I'm sorry. That's just foolish thinking because you have an enemy, and that enemy has come to kill, to steal, and destroy. Destroy what? Well, destroy your mind. Why? Because your mind, you have thoughts in your mind, and your thoughts can lead you to actions and behaviors that can either lead you to a successful and abundant life, or it could lead you to lack in a life of failure after failure after failure. This enemy comes to destroy your dreams. You know, you have a dream to own your business or start your business or start a new company. You may have a dream to create something artistic. You may have a dream to travel around the world to experience and to meet all kinds of people, what have you. But this enemy will come and tell you, you can't do that. You'll never be this. You'll never be that. But there is an enemy that has come to destroy our dreams. And then this enemy will try to destroy our health. And it is taking people out left and right. So I'm going to talk to you today about some of the forms that this enemy will come. Well, we already mentioned one. It will come in the form of negative thoughts. Don't take it lightly when you have a bunch of negative thoughts. And, you know, we've asked you to keep a journal of your thinking, keep a journal of the of your behaviors. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word that you can have negative thoughts. Take notice of your own thoughts. Write them down. Check your thoughts. Look at them. If you have a bunch of negative thoughts on a regular basis, that's an enemy trying to destroy your mind, because without your mind, you have nothing. You know, you see people that have lost their minds. Would you want to be in any of those positions? No. And we know that when we have these negative mindsets, I mean, oh my God, may he rest in peace, the young man that we've heard about in the news recently, 23 years old. What was on his mind to cause him to take his own life at age 23? Simply because of who knows what. I mean, simply, it could have been complex. But it appeared simple. An injury, I know people worse injured than he was, supposedly. But who knows what was in his mind. But obviously, a negative thought entered. So a negative thought could take your life. So we don't want to have a lot of negative thoughts. If you notice that you have a lot of negative thoughts, don't take that lightly. Recognize that you are at war. And you need to go to war to defeat that enemy, though. That's an enemy trying to destroy you, trying to kill you, trying to steal your life, your dreams. And then you have another enemy that will come, another way that the enemy will come in the form of that inner voice that's always saying, you'll never do that, you know. Somebody was sharing with me the other day about a voice that said something negative, and I said, well, whose voice was it? Because sometimes you can identify, I've done that before, you can actually identify whose voice it is. It may be, you know, mama's voice, grandma, uncle, cousin, teacher, next-door neighbor, caregiver. It's somebody's voice, and sometimes it's our own voice, because sometimes we've bought the lie that others have told us or said about us. Now, don't get it twisted. There are people who tell us things that we need to hear, things that are going to actually help and lead us to our divine destiny, to the place where we need to be. But there are other times when, you know, you absolutely have to understand whose voice that is, and you have to be able to shut that voice up and turn that voice off. Now, here's another way the enemy will get people, in another form that the enemy will come in, and that's instability. You know, even the scriptures tell us that an unstable man is, you know, is unstable in all his ways. So, and headed for destruction. So, you know, unstable. So we want to be stable with our emotions and our feelings. And when people come into our lives that are a rocky ride, we might want to get rid of those people because they're causing instability. And, you know, we just don't want to be unstable. And that could be the enemy trying to destroy you, trying to destroy your health, trying to destroy. I'm talking this morning about steps to defeat your enemy. And right now we're just looking at some forms that the enemy will come in. Now, the enemy will also come in the form of what we call naysayers. These are individuals that are always criticizing you, always telling you what you're doing is not this or not that, or putting you down. Sometimes they even scoff at your efforts. When they see you doing something, they will try to make light of it, or they may laugh at you. And, you know, we said the other day that when you tell someone your dream and they laugh, you know you're on the right track. But a lot of people get discouraged when people scoff at them, or people get discouraged when they receive a lot of criticism. But sometimes now, it's one thing if somebody is doing, you know, a positive criticizing. They're helping you move to a positive direction. That's good criticism. You could call that helpful criticism. But when people are just criticizing and they're just the naysayers, and every time you go to tell them something positive, they have something negative to throw back at you. This is the enemy. See past that person. Don't, you know, the enemy that Jesus is talking about is on a spiritual level, working actually through people. So you have to be careful, and sometimes you can't, you know, throw the person away. The person may be your spouse. The person may be your parent. The person may be your child. So you can't always throw the person away. But what you have to realize that is on a deeper level. So you have the enemy coming at us in various forms. But so you're at war. Just know that. Don't take for granted that everybody likes you. And the people who do that are usually end up being defeated one way or another because they're not on their post. They're not on guard. And I'm telling you, according to John 10:10, you can read it for yourself. It says that the enemy has come. Not that he's going to come. Not he might come. But he's here. And he's come to kill, steal, and destroy you. Destroy what? Your dreams, your goals, your life. Wants to destroy your health. But it's time to win, people. It is time to be winners. There's enough people out there already who have given in to the war, who have given up on the war. We need every soldier standing right now. We need everyone that we can to stand firm. We've already given up enough soldiers. You know, this war has been going on for a long, long time. It is not new. And guess what? It's going to get worse before it gets better. But not for you, because you know what to do. When those negative voices come in your head, you know what to do now. When those naysayers come around criticizing you, scoffing at your efforts, when those negative thoughts come to your mind, telling you things like, you should give up your business, you should give up your dream, you should, why? Why should you? Why should you give up your dream? There is no reason that you have to give up your dream until Jesus comes back. He says, and doeth not yet appear what you shall be. But when he comes, you're going to look like him. So until he gets back, you need to keep on living your dream, going for your goals, planning how you want to live this life. He's giving you that authority, and he's giving you that freedom. And he's right there. He says, lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. So whatever you do, just know God is right there with you. He is watching over your steps. The Word of God tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So every step you make, in other words, he is ordered, and he has angels already dispatched, and you can't make a mistake with God because he's going to be right there to pull you back once you line up, once you get in line, once you, as I like to call it, get in the flow. Picture a stream of water. Picture a stream of water, okay? And that stream of water, you can just imagine a leaf floating down that stream of water. The leaf has, you know, no really thought of what it's doing. It's just going with the flow. And however that stream of water moves, left or right, that's what that leaf does. It's just going with the flow. And as long as the water is flowing in the stream, that's as long as the leaf is going to go where it's going. And that's how we are with the Lord. We're just lined up and going with the flow. And as long as God is going, we're going with him. As long as we're going with him, we're going in the right direction. We're not trying to swim back upstream. We're going with the flow. But you have to defeat this enemy. You have to win this war against your enemy. Now, I'm going to give you some steps on what you can do to win in this war. We're going to talk about that shortly. We're going to talk about the steps that you can do. And they're simple steps. It's not rocket science. It's not something you don't already know. That's not the problem. A lot of times the problem is not with what we know. You know, most people think, well, you know, I don't know this and I don't know that and, you know, I'm not that smart. And, you know, you hear people say that all the time. Get over it. You're smart enough, okay? This is the problem. It's not what we don't know a lot of times. A lot of times, okay, sure, it's always an opportunity to gain new knowledge. But here's the number one knowledge that most people need, and that's the knowledge of action. It's the knowledge of doing. So sometimes it's not so much what we know, it's what we won't do, things that we're not doing. And so when we don't do, we don't get the result that we're looking for. Or when we do, we get the wrong result, but yet we expect to change. But we're talking today about defeating the enemy. And first of all, I had to set a foundation just to even clarify and let you know that you have an enemy, because there are people who really don't. They really think that everybody likes them. They really think that everybody is their friend, and they really think they don't have an enemy. So if you were to say that you did not have an enemy, then you've just called God and Jesus a lie. Because Jesus said that the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy you and me. So don't tell me you don't have an enemy, because you do. You didn't know it, but you do. And your enemy is not your husband. Your enemy is not your girlfriend or the lady over there. That's not your enemy. The enemy, very clearly, for some people, they look at it as it's the universe. All right? The enemy is in the universe, absolutely. Some people call it the universe. Some people call him by his rightful name, Satan. He's your enemy. And he wants to destroy not only you, not only me. He wants to destroy everyone. You know, he's not partial, okay? He's not sometime he wants to destroy them, but not them. No, no, no. He wants to destroy everybody, even his friends, okay? You know, the enemy wants to destroy even those that are doing his bid and doing his will. Okay, they think just because they're in with the devil that they're not going to be destroyed. Guess what? They're already destroyed. They're already destroyed. But that's what the enemy has come to do. He's not doing anything out of his character. He's not doing anything out of what his purpose is. He is acting on his purpose. And so the enemy comes in different ways, in the way of negative thoughts. So you've got to watch your thoughts. Comes in the way of that negative inner voice. That inner voice, sometimes that inner voice could be very forceful and very strong, and it seems so real, and it seems so right that we want to follow it. But you got to know that's your enemy. How do you know? The enemy will come in naysayers who are always criticizing, always scoffing at your efforts. Don't these people just make you want to say, get out of here? What is that enemy coming to do? That enemy is coming not just to play pity-pat with you. That enemy is coming to, you know, he didn't come to play Pocino, you know. That enemy didn't come to invite you to a party. That enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy you and me and everyone. No one can escape this enemy. Because, you know, there are people who, because of their backgrounds and their environments and where they were born or where they were raised or who are their parents and who is, you know, they think they escape something. No, 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 no. This enemy is after everyone. It doesn't matter what your race is, what your creed is. It doesn't matter where you live. You could live in this part of the world, that part of the world, this part of the country, that part of the country. You could even move to the moon. You will not escape this enemy. Okay, you could go live under the ground. You can build a whole fortress down there. Guess what? This enemy is there as well. And he's on a mission. You can't let, we talked the other day about, you can't let your dreams die. Well, you can't let them be stolen either. You can't let them be destroyed either. You cannot let them be murdered. You have to fight. You have to fight, and I'm going to give you some tools, and you can win. You can win this war. This is a war that you can win so that you can live out the other part of that same scripture, John 10:10. The other part of it says, but I have come that you would have life and have it more abundantly. I love that part. He has come. Not I'm going to come. Jesus said I might come later. I know there's some waiting for him to come like he's never been here before. But he says, I've come. That means he's already here. He's been here. And he's come. He says, I'll be with you. Even if I'm here, he's here. Because he says, lo, I'll be with you always. If you're here, he's here. You can defeat the enemy. You have an enemy. And you can defeat that enemy today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year when you get it all together. You can defeat him now, right now. You can take that step and get him defeated now, today, and it's a done deal. It's a done deal for you. And just know that some people say, well, I don't have an enemy. Okay, well, how's your health? How's your finances? How's your emotions? How's your mental state? How are your dreams? There are so many people that are defeated with their dreams, it's not even funny. There are so many people who are so afraid. Oh, my God. They are just simply afraid to live their dream. And guess what? And they are so afraid that they become, this is what they become, people who are afraid to live their dream. They move into the category sometimes of the naysayers. Because they're afraid to live their own dream, they will become your naysayers. They will become the people who will tell you what you cannot do. You cannot do this. You cannot do that. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Or if you go out there and do it anyway, they'll laugh at you. They'll talk about you. They'll tell you why that was a stupid move. Or they'll tell you why you need to get out of it now. You need to ditch it. You know, it's not going to come to anything great. Those are the people that will do that. Because they move out of the realm, because because they can't live their dream. They are afraid to live their dream. They don't know what their dream is. Why? Because they have allowed the enemy to defeat them. You know, I heard someone speaking the other day, and they was confirming something that we already know and we talk about, is that everybody had a dream. Everybody had a dream. Now, the problem is some people didn't write their dream down and they didn't make it plain. Some people didn't wake up and put their dream to paper with a vision and a plan. But everyone had a dream. Think about it. When you were a child, you had a dream of something. I mean, even if it was fleeting, even if the dream didn't last that long, somewhere in your childhood, whether you were 1 year old and had it, or whether you were 21 years old and had it. But somewhere along the way, you had a dream of something. That's just how it is. You either dreamt that you wanted to be a doctor, a lawyer, an astronaut, a teacher, a mother, a community leader, an artist, a writer, a painter, something, some kind of a dream. You had that. But then that dream was stolen by who? The enemy. Because guess what? Think about it. It's easy to take things from a child. You know, that's why Jesus, I believe he said, suffer not the little children to come unto me. Bring them kids close, Jesus is saying. I need to deal with them. I need to keep and watch over them. And unfortunately, so many adults keep their children far away from the Lord. I even heard people say, oh, I can't take my child to church because, you know, they're going to act up. Whoa. You know, well, that's maybe that's where they need to be. They're acting up. Maybe they get a little bit closed. They might kind of straighten up. But, you know, the dream can be taken easily from a child. So no wonder many people don't remember what their dream is, what their dream was. Because as a child, it was stolen from them. It was already destroyed within them. By who? Sometimes naysayers. Some kids told their parents what they wanted to be. And guess what the parents said? Oh, you ain't going to do that. Oh, I didn't do it, so you ain't going to do it. Or, you know, your daddy didn't do it. Or nobody. You know what? I actually heard people say, tell kids, oh, nobody in your family ever did that. So what? Let that child be the first. You know, and a lot of times parents are guiding children based on what they want to do. Oh, boy, how sad is that? Or other adults are like, ooh, because you don't want to do it so they can't do it. But that's the problem. That's why many people that's how they get defeated in their dream. And that's why a lot of people don't know they had a dream. They don't realize that they had one because it was taken, it was snatched away, it was murdered in them so early in life. Sometimes some children never verbalized their dream because they had fear. They had fear. Like in my case, you know, a child that was being molested lives typically with a lot of fear when you're little because it's a whole psychological thing, so I really can't explain it in this short time, but it's a lot of fear because of something that's more giant than you is taking over you, that you seem to deal with everything in your life as a giant. Now, that's not to say that happens to everyone who's being molested, but that's one of the things that can happen, and that's something that certainly happened with me. So everything in my life seemed like a giant. It seemed like something that I could not overcome because I couldn't overcome that thing. But again, that can steal your dream because you're living in fear. So when you get this dream, you say, oh, I can never do that. Then that voice, your own negative voice, your own inner voice begins to speak and tell you, I can't do that. Well, how are we going to defeat this enemy? What are some of the steps? Like I said, I'm going to definitely give you the steps today on how to defeat this enemy. It's not that hard. Not that hard. Again, it's not rocket science. You already have the reward waiting for you as soon as you do. As soon as you do these steps that I'm going to give you, you already have a guaranteed, promised result. Jesus said, I've come that you would have life and have it more abundantly. What does that mean? It means that You don't have to worry about death. You don't have to worry about illnesses. You don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about how much money you have or how much money you don't have. You don't have to keep saying, I don't have this, I don't have that. Right? These three things, if you do these three things, you will find that you will win this war against the enemy. The first thing you have to do is you must stand firm in a decision. You must make up your mind. Remember what we said. One of the ways the enemy will defeat us is through this instability. We know that the Word of God says that an unstable mind is headed for destruction. It says if you're unstable, you're unstable in all your ways. Okay, wishy-washy. No, no, no. You have to make a decision, stand on it, and keep standing. You know, I talk to Hope all the time over there in Cincinnati with the dry cleaners, and you made that decision to start your business. Now, don't be wishy-washy. Don't be every other year, I shouldn't be doing this, or every other month. No, no, no. Stand firm that this is what I did, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I'm going to do every day. Get comfortable. I know you're going into your fourth year. That's awesome and wonderful. Now you're comfortable. Now you have to stand firm in that. It's like me. I have to stand firm in the fact that I'm a coach, motivational speaker, period. I got to stand firm. It's not, I think I am today, and tomorrow I'm not sure. Maybe tomorrow I'm this or that. No. Stand firm. Sometimes when we don't see the dollars rolling in the way we think they should, that's when we want to get wishy-washy. And I'm saying that's the enemy trying to creep in through those negative thoughts or that negative inner voice or those naysayers and those criticizing people who come to scoff at our efforts. That enemy that wants to kill, steal, and destroy our dreams, our goals, our passion, what God has intended and put down on the inside of us. But you have to stand firm if you made that decision. And after you do that, after you stand firm, that's wonderful, that's great. I'm so glad that you did. The next thing that you have to do if you are going to win against your enemy. You have an enemy. Don't think you don't. Yeah, I know the phone calls are coming in, and yeah, you have a lot of clients, and you have wonderful customers, and everything seems to be going well with you. So you're like those foolish people. You think you don't have any enemies. Yes, you do. According to John 10:10, the enemy is here, and he's seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. As a matter of fact, he's going around like a roaring lion. Don't think he's not. Now, the next thing you have to do is that now that you made this decision, you got this ability to stand firm, you made it, let's just say you made a decision to go back to school. You may have made that decision. Good. Stand firm in it. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't be every other month, should I? I think I should. Maybe I would. No. You did it. Stand firm and move forward. Move forward, period. Stick with your decision, no matter how long it takes. Don't worry about how long it's going to take. Don't worry about that. You know, so many people, they do things and then they worry about when is it going to happen. They're just like me with the book when I first started. I wrote the book. How long is it going to take for me to sell 1 million copies? How long is it going to take before I get a book signing? Come on, don't worry about that. Write the book and stand firm and let it happen. Let it flow. It will flow. Just let it go. Just do it and stand firm. Same thing I tell you. Hope knows this. I tell her all the time. You got your business. You stay there. Just stay right there. It'll come. After you make that decision, and you're standing firm because you're going to defeat your enemy. Now, make a plan. Now, I know this is an area where the enemy has defeated so many of us. So many people get defeated on their dreams and their goals and their ideas, even in their health. You know, there are a lot of people who decide, I'm going to lose weight, oh, yeah, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to get rid of a lot of this body fat. Yeah, I did it. Don't worry. I did it. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I did it. But guess what? I didn't have the next step to defeat the enemy. I had no plan. I had nothing written down. There was no roadmap to show me how I'm going to do it, to help me along the way. And so what happened? 2 or 3 days down the road, 2 or 3 weeks down the road, boom, it's ditched. Okay? That decision is gone out the door. So not only do we make a decision, but we also have to put a plan behind it. How's it going to look? Write it down step by step. Step by step. Write down the plan. What am I going to eat differently? I'm no longer going to eat fried foods, or I'm no longer going to eat foods that carry this ingredient or that ingredient, or I'm no longer going to eat food that doesn't have this nutrient or that nutrient, or, you know, or I'm going to work out 3 days a week. Write it down. What days? Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday. I don't know. It's your choice. It's your plan. But you have to have a plan. Somebody said that a vision without a plan is just like not having a vision at all. And we know the scripture says, see the vision and plan the vision and make it plain. Write it down. Write the vision and make it plain. So we have to make this plan. We have to write it down. So we're talking today about defeating your enemy. And if you just tuned into the show, we welcome you to the show. This is Coach Alisa. You can go back and listen to the archives, and you will find out what we were talking about, how we all have an enemy, how the enemy comes in various forms and formats. You want to be able to recognize the enemy, understanding who the enemy is and is not, understand why the enemy is here. It's nothing you did wrong. It's nothing you did. It has nothing to do with what family you were born into. It has nothing to do with the fact that someone in your community decided to set up shop and sell drugs. It has nothing, you know, to do with the fact that someone decided to. No. The enemy's here because that's his purpose, is to be here because, you know, that's God worked all that out. Okay, we talked about getting the flow, lining up. You're going to defeat this enemy. You're going to win. You're going to live your dreams. You're going to live your goals. You're going to live with passion and power because your dream was given to you by God. Now, the third thing you're going to do to win against this enemy, you're going to take action. You're going to take action. So, yes, you've made the decision to stand firm. Let's say to start that business, to run that business, you made that decision, so you're not wishy-washy every other week. Oh, should I do it, should I not? Should I do it, should I not? No. You made the decision. That's who you are. That's what you're doing. Okay, step two, you wrote it down. You made the plan. You wrote it down step by step. It turns into a to-do list day by day. I'm going to do these 5 things. I'm going to do these 3 things. Today I'll do these 2 things. Today I'll do this 1 thing. It's okay. It's your plan. You have to live with it. You have to live by it. Don't make it too complicated. Don't make it unachievable. Don't make it something that you cannot reach. Don't make it unreasonable. All right? It's your plan. You have to live with it. Tailor it to your skills, talents, abilities, and your gifts. So you wrote down the plan. Now you must take action. You must take action. You got to get up and go make it happen. Knock on those doors. Make those phone calls. I think I heard, there's lots of famous people that have done things, that have made themselves very, very successful, and they actually took action. I'm not going to say it was all hard work per se, but it was action because, you know, some actions aren't that difficult. We make them difficult sometimes because we let them pile up. Or we, you know, sometimes you may be a person like me who sometimes puts too much on their plate. You ever did that before? Am I the only one? And sometimes we put too much on our plate, and it's just like with food. You put too much on your plate and try to eat it all. Eventually you get a little sick. you get a little tired, a little sluggish. Yeah, well, I do that. I have a tendency to do that. That's because I'm a high-energy person, and I like a lot of things, and sometimes I just simply don't know how to say no when I see things that I like. It's like some of you, when you go shopping, you should have stopped at the last three stores, but you kept going. Well, same scenario. But sometimes we take on too much, and it can cause inaction. But take action. Make that call. Send out that letter. Send that email. Send that text. Do what it takes to put that plan into place. So let's just say you have a business plan, and part of that business plan, you've spelled out how you're going to market your business. Well, now you have to take action to reach those markets. Or let's just say you have a business and you wrote out a plan on how you're going to get finances for your business. Well, you've got to take action to get that finances. You may have to apply for a loan. You may have to apply for a grant. You may have to do research to see what kind of grants and loans are available to business owners, mid-sized business owners, a large corporation or small business owner, whatever is your category. You may have to take action to go and meet with the Small Business Administration. And maybe you've already met with them before. Maybe you need to meet with them again. Well, I'm going to say it like this. This is 2010. Anything that you did last year, you got to do it again this year, especially in these times because of the type of recession that we're in and the type of recession that we've been in, your government. So while we're asleep in bed and while we're, laying back watching TV or whatever we do, we have a government that is making plans, and maybe we don't all agree with them. I'm not here to discuss that right now, but the thing is, that is their job, and they are making plans, and they are making plans about how to spur the economy on. Guess what? The economy is bad for us, and eventually it will also be bad for the rich. Initially, they don't feel it, so they may not do a whole lot to help us, but eventually it will affect them because let's just say if the average rich person owns a business, well, the last thing that rich person wants to happen is for their sales to go down and decrease. So if poor people and middle ground people don't have money to come and continue to spend money with them, eventually they're going to feel it. And eventually they will even do something like give back some of their riches or whatever it might take to help the government fund projects that will help put money back into the hands of people so that they can go out and spend. Well, that's the kind of economy we live in. Let's face it, we live in a capitalist society for the most part. Yes, we have a lot of social programs, and yes, the government does own things. So we do have some similar aspects of a socialist society, but for the main part, it is a capitalist society, which basically means we have the right to own property and own businesses. We have a right to work hard in those businesses and make them profitable. We have the right to compete with other similar businesses. Just imagine if we didn't have the right, a person who tries to open an automobile shop or automobile company. They would be told, if we didn't have a capitalist society, they would be told, you can't do that because we already have XYZ amount. So that's one of the benefits of living in this kind of society. And so you have to take action to make your business successful. You have to take action to make your life successful. You have to take action to make anything successful, and it has to be a calculated action, not just doing whatever. It has to be calculated. In other words, you have to know what it is that you're trying to do. And the way to do that is to have a plan. And the plan is based on that decision that you decided, or your dream or your purpose, if you want to call it. So you've made the decision to start a particular type of business or run a particular type of business or go back to school or find a certain type of career. Maybe that's what you've decided. Fine, wonderful, and great. Okay, well, alrighty. Hi, good morning. How are you, Coach K? Hard to get in here today. How's everything? Okay. If you are just tuning into the show, you have tuned into the Coach LaLisa Show. How is everything going? I just want to check with everyone if you have any comments or any questions. We have open phone lines right now. You can, if you hit your number one key, I will know that you're in the host queue, and I will know that you're in the queue, and you can ask any kind of question that you want, and I will answer that question for you. So if you're on the switchboard and you hit the number one key, that will let me know that you have a comment or a question. We welcome your comments. We welcome your questions. I know some of you may be at work and you may not be able to. So, you know, let me ask you, what's your dream? What's your dream? What is it that you really, really want to do with your life? So I ask you that question. If you would like, you can call in. And if you need help fulfilling that dream, well, we have a wonderful program that we can offer you, and you're welcome to go to my website, lalisajwilliams.com. You can connect with me. You can also get some free coaching. You can get a free private coaching session where it's just me and you one-on-one, and if you decide that that's what you want, you can continue to work with me on that. You can hit your number one key, and that way I will absolutely know that you have raised your hand. But if not, let me, so while we're doing that, if you think of a question or you think of a comment, we certainly welcome all of those who are listening from the New Jersey area, Ohio. It looks like we have some people listening also from the North Carolina region. It's been wonderful. It's been real to talk about this message. I'm telling you, defeating the enemy is going to be your key to success, because a lot of people, that is the number one reason that they are failing in their health. That's the number one reason people are failing in their finances, and that is the number one reason people are failing at their dreams, is because they have not learned how to defeat the enemy. They have not learned the steps. And I gave you three simple steps, even though each one of these steps can be elaborated on and be even more complex. But just in the simplest forms, the steps are what? I'll go over them one more time. The steps are you got to take a stand. You got to make that decision. Also, you have to make a plan. You have to write down your plan. And you have to take action. Now, we're going to be doing, for those of you who, you know, have businesses, we will be here in the New Jersey area. I will be starting a business where you can come and learn business skills. And I'm going to be starting a women's entrepreneurial and leadership institute. And you're going to be able to come right now. I'm just looking for a facility to get started. But we will have training there for you to learn how to start and run a business. All the components of the business, you will be trained on how to do it, whether it's how to secure finances, how to do your marketing. We will look at human resources, how to hire people. We will look at leadership, how to lead people, how to coach people, how to manage people. We will talk about how to structure your business, what format should you use when for business structuring. We will talk about all of the components that surround your business, the dynamic environment that your business is in, so the legal aspect of your business, the competitive aspect of your business, technology. How can technology help you and your business grow? We will also be going over a lot of the skills and training that you would need to be a successful entrepreneur. What is an entrepreneur? What does it take for an entrepreneur to be successful? What does it take for an entrepreneur to really, really thrive in their business? So that is what's coming to the city of New Jersey. I am very, 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 very excited about that. And that's going to be happening, like I said, I'm just looking for a location. If anybody knows of one, if you know of someone who is willing to rent out a space so I can get started, please, please contact me. Most of you have my number or you have my website. You have a way to contact me through Facebook or even right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am very, very, very excited about that. Excited about being able to really live my passion and help people do what it is that is their passion. So whatever kind of business you want, whether you have a catering business, an event planning business, you may have a graphic design business, you may be a website designer, you may be you may have a tax business, small business, accounting firm, you may have a travel agency, maybe you're in network marketing, you have some type of a network marketing business. It doesn't matter. What we're going to do, great and wonderful. So it's been real. It's been great. It's been awesome. I thank each and every one tuning in today. I see that no one has their hand raised, so I'm going to assume that there is no questions, there are no comments. Please, please feel free to ask any. Yes, okay, Mr. K. Bonita is saying that, yes, good morning. I like the show. The last 2 days had some complications. Okay, but you're here. Great, wonderful. Oh, I hope everything is going great for you. Yes, you can go back and listen to the recorded shows. And today we were talking about defeating the enemy. And so that enemy is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And we said that the enemy will sometimes come by way of, what, negative thoughts, that inner voice, sometimes negative people that criticize and scoff at what we're doing, and sometimes it's just that the old universal enemy that is just out there to destroy everything and everybody. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, that's all we have time for today. Go out and have a wonderful day. Make that decision, stick by it, don't waver, don't waver. An unstable man is unstable in all his ways. Make that plan. I want to see something written down. Write it down, write it down. Okay, looks like we got a comment. Okay, Miss Patricia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Miss Belisa, I did not mean that. I did not press the button, but good morning.
Morning, you have about 2 seconds.
Yes. What was it that you said you were looking for a building, right?
Yes.
Okay. Call me later, and you know I'm home all day. We'll work on that.
Great. Great. Wonderful. Okay. All right. I'll call you later. Okay. You see? There you go. You just got to put it out there. Just that simple. You gotta say. Some things you do have to say. Well, have a great day. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.